I will adjudicate this case based solely on the facts and not the fact that I think that you're a lowlife.
A fast-moving relationship.
We've decided, having dated for several weeks, it might be nice to lease an apartment and live together.
Comes to a sudden end.
You are now in love with this young lady.
Then came a shocking proposal.
When you call and say, sorry, I have a new girlfriend and she'll move in with us. And if you think that that's normal, I'm here to tell you it's not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Tyler Strong is suing his former live-in girlfriend, 19-year-old Kristen Kubash, for destruction of property and the return of his belongings.
Order. All rise.
Now's case number 386 on the calendar, in the matter of Strong versus Kubash. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Mr. Strong, let me understand your complaint, sir. You and the defendant have known each other since high school. You began dating in September of 2009, according to the complaint.
Yes.
Because things are moving so quickly in this world, you decided, having known each other since high school and having dated for several weeks, it might be nice to lease an apartment and live together.
Yes.
So you signed a lease on an apartment in October,
yes,
2009. Several weeks later, you decided to go on a short road trip with your mother and a friend who happened to be a female friend. Is this the female friend?
Yes.
Great. And then all of a sudden you decided it was the wrong thing to have hooked up with the defendant because you were now in love with this young lady, right?
Yes.
Nothing like being certain at your age. How old are you?
21.
So now you're in love with your girlfriend, and your girlfriend has been trying to reach you on the road when you were traveling with your mother. She finally reaches you on the phone, and you tell her, sweetie, it's over. I'm in love with, I don't know, Kirsten or whatever her name is, right?
Yes.
And it is your claim that Miss Kubash, acting in a wholly inappropriate way, destroyed some of your property and got rid of some of your property, and you want to be compensated for that?
Yes.
You understand that you're not getting very much sympathy from me.
I do.
But that will not detract from the fact that I will adjudicate this case based solely on the facts and not the fact that I think that you're a lowlife. You understand that?
Yes.
Ms. Kubash, on the other hand, has a counterclaim. And she says that you stuck her with a lease.
And
she signed the lease. Your answer to her when she said, what are we going to do with the lease that we signed, was, well, I'll move in Kirsten. She'll come and live with us. If true, another statement that does not endear you to me, Mr. Strong. Do you understand?
Yes.
So Kubash has a counterclaim for everything related to the lease, including the fact that she put in the security deposit, which she lost because of your actions. Those are pretty much the facts, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So I don't have much to ask you, Mr. Strong, except what property do you think that Ms. Kubash has that belongs to you?
She still has 8 of my DVDs.
8 DVDs?
Yes.
And the value of that is what?
Around $68 or maybe more.
He was given the CDs back.
She still?
He was given the DVDs back.
Just a second. I'm going to get to you in a second. Uncross your arms. 8 DVDs. What else?
She still has a $400 microphone of mine.
We return all that.
Listen to me. If you speak out again, you're leaving. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. 1 microphone.
Yes. She has all my cords that hook up my recording studio equipment. She broke one of my microphones, destroyed all of my music CDs, including the beats that have the music on them that I write to. And she did not return 2 of my BB guns, a crate full of my DVDs.
Just 2 BB guns?
Yes, a crate full of my DVDs. And that's it.
Do you still live in the apartment, Ms. Kubash?
No.
When did you move out?
November 1st. And I moved in with the sister.
Did you take all of your property?
Yes.
Did you leave any of Mr. Strong's property there?
Yes.
What did you leave?
Everything of his.
So you don't have anything in your possession now that belongs to him?
No, Your Honor.
Was he still on the lease in October?
He was never on the lease. He was the co-signer for the lease.
He was a co-signer?
Mm-hmm.
At any time in October, after you had the conversation, did Mr. Strong come over to retrieve his property?
He just left everything there. He would sleep there occasionally, but he never took anything with him.
Do you have anything in your possession that belongs to him?
No.
She doesn't have anything of yours, sir. It's all in the apartment, unless you have proof that that's not true.
It's a lie, Your Honor.
Just a second. Watch my mouth. I'm hearing your proof that she has property in her possession that belongs to you. I'll hear you.
The proof that I have was that when I told her that I still had some stuff missing and that I was going to file a small claims case to get my stuff back, she then stated to me that she still has my stuff and I'm not going to get it back unless otherwise court ordered to give it back to me.
Did you ever have... Put your hand down!
Hurry. Oh.
Did you ever tell him that you had all of his stuff and that you weren't giving it back to him?
No, he confronted me about his stuff and I told him everything is at the townhouse in the shed and he has the key to the shed. But if it's not there, that's where I left it.
Doesn't have it.
Kate, but here's the thing. The shed at the apartment, it was locked. Like, it had a lock and we were the only ones with a key to it. And you can't get in unless you stick the key in and you can't lock it unless you turn the key to lock it. When I asked her for my stuff back, she stated that she put all of my stuff in that closet. When I went there, it was not there. I then asked her...
Just a second. When did you go there?
I went there...
No, look at me. When did you go there?
I don't remember the date, Your Honor.
Do you remember?
It was about the 15th.
Of October.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you go over to the shed?
About a week later, after we had this argument with her taking my stuff, I asked her where it was, and she told me that it was in the closet at the apartment. So I went there with my key.
What closet?
Okay, our apartment was separate from the locked closet.
Yes, so it's a shed.
Yes, it was kind of like a shed.
It's a shed.
Yes, she told me it was in the shed, and we were the only ones that have the key to it. So when I went there with my mom to go retrieve my stuff, I stuck the key in the lock, opened it. It wasn't there. I asked her, called her and said, where did my stuff go? She said, I don't know. I stuck it in there, and I locked the door. Well, it don't make sense to me because in order to get in, you got to unlock it. In order for the door to close,
so
you got to relock it.
So when you went there to retrieve your property...
It was gone.
When you went there, Mr. Strong, to retrieve your property, you put the key in.
Yes.
Sometime maybe the third week in October, right?
Yes.
Had you paid rent in the apartment for October? Is not an answer. Did you pay rent?
No.
So when you went to retrieve your property and you found that it wasn't there and you called the defendant said to you, I don't know where it is. I put all the stuff in the shed.
Yes.
When did you have another conversation with her? Did you call her again?
I did not call her again after that except to ask her where my stuff was.
Well, that's a conversation.
Okay, then
when
I
did you have that conversation?
The same exact day, a week after the 15th, when I went to the house to retrieve my stuff.
Listen, Mr. Strong, you think that I don't have an intact memory? You just told me you called her when you went to retrieve your stuff. You said my stuff's not there, and she said, I don't know where it is. That's where I put it.
Yes.
My question to you is, after you had that conversation, did you have another conversation with her?
No, Your Honor.
Then you lied to me before, Mr. Strong.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When you call somebody and say, sorry, I have a new girlfriend, we have a lease, and she'll move in with us so that we can continue to live together, the three of us. And if you think that that's normal, I'm here to tell you it's not. Do I make myself clear?
And later today.
When did you stop robbing people?
2003. I had changed my life around, and I mean, I was making enough money legally. I didn't need to do anything wrong.
Then why, Mr. Dillon, didn't you leave money in the bank?
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Tyler Strong is accusing his former live-in girlfriend, Kristen Kubash, of destroying his property and refusing to return his belongings. Kristen is countersuing for unpaid rent and money owed.
Then you lied to me 5 minutes ago, because 5 minutes ago you said when you called her, she said, I have your stuff and you're not getting it back until the court orders me to. That's what you told me 5 minutes ago. Now you tell me that the only conversation you had with her was that I put your stuff in the shed, and if it's not there, I don't know where it is, and you didn't have another conversation with her about your property. See, when you tell the truth, Mr. Strong, you don't have to have a good memory. Do I make myself clear?
Yes.
Your case is dismissed. Now, let's get to your counterclaim. How much of a security deposit did you put down in the apartment?
$450.
How much did Mr. Strong put down on the apartment?
Nothing.
Did you get any of your security deposit back?
No.
He owes you $450. That's so far. What else?
I have receipts that add up to $176.62 that I bought him for.
I don't care.
Okay.
He owes you the $450 security that you lost. That's what he owes you. Do you understand?
I honestly don't, because.
Well, that's too bad that you don't understand. Because when you call somebody that you've just signed a lease with and say, sorry, after 3 weeks, I have a new girlfriend, and if you don't like the fact that we have a lease and she'll move in with us so that we can continue to live together, the three of us, and if you think that that's normal, I'm here to tell you it's not, even when you're 21. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's because of you that the lease was breached. Do you understand that? Since you put no money in for the security deposit, and the security deposit was money that she lost, you're going to reimburse her for that, because that's the least you could do. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. That's all. Step out.
All right, so excuse me. Step out. Stay right here, please.
She destroyed my property, still has some of my belongings.
Yes, I did go up there and broke his free burned CDs that are illegal anyways.
And about the deposit, I did not destroy her apartment.
He went up there after me, and the next day I went up there and saw.
She's the one who destroyed it, and it's coming back on me.
The stab mattress and stab townhouse and everything.
When I had nothing to do with the destroying of her place.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dillon versus Brown. Step forward.
Irving Dillon is suing his ex-girlfriend, Fran Janae Brown, for stealing money from his safe while he was in prison.
Mr. Dillon, how old are you, sir?
30 years old.
When was the last time you filed tax returns?
2004.
And what kind of income did you have in 2004?
I was a subcontractor for a communications company, and I made about $20,000 in the span of about 5 months.
Other than that tax return that you filed in 2004, when was the time that you filed tax returns immediately preceding that time?
The previous year, 2003.
For what?
I was working for a moving company.
And how much did you earn in 2003?
About $18,000.
In 2003, where did you live?
Bellwood, Illinois.
Who did you live with?
I lived with my mother.
Did you pay her rent?
Yes, I did.
How much rent did you pay her?
I would give her $400 a month.
Did you have a car?
Yes, I did.
What kind of car did you have?
I had a Saturn.
Did you purchase it for cash?
Yes, I did.
How much cash?
$1,000.
Have insurance on the car?
Yes, I did.
And you had other expenses?
Correct.
Correct. And that was $18,000 you made in 2003 before taxes?
Correct.
Now, in 2004, Mr. Dillon, you earned, did you say $20,000?
Yes.
Who were you living with in 2004?
I was living by myself in 2004.
Also in Illinois?
No, in Baltimore, Maryland.
And what was your rent, if you remember, sir?
I paid $500 a month in rent.
You had the same Saturn, or did you buy a different car?
I bought a different car. I left the Saturn in Illinois, and I bought a new car.
What kind of car did you buy?
Bought a 93 Ford Explorer.
How much did you pay for it?
$1,500 from auction.
Had insurance on it?
Yes, I did.
Who did you live with, just by yourself?
Lived by myself, yes.
Okay. You had other expenses, food, et cetera.
Food, yes.
And at that time that you were working, and that was a part-time job, or it was a full-time job, but in 4 or 5 months, is that right?
Correct.
And then you had no other source of employment, legitimate source of employment. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. This is your case, Mr. Dillon. According to what I read, probably sometime after 2003 or 2004, you embarked upon a course of criminal conduct, robbing banks, etc. That true?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you post bail?
No, I was released on RR.
Listen, Mr. Dillon, you think that I believe that someone sentenced to 8 years, some judge ROR? You know, they didn't birth me here.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Irving Dillon says ex-girlfriend Fran Janae Brown stole money from his safe while he was in prison.
Now, you were sent to prison. When?
I was sent to prison in 2004, September 13th. I was convicted and remanded, and I was sentenced to 8 years.
And how many years did you serve?
I did about 4 years, and then I did a couple of years in a halfway house.
And it is your claim that while you were in prison, you took some cash and you gave it to your then-girlfriend, Miss Brown, and you gave it to her in a safe with a lock, and you told her to keep it for you. Something like that.
Something like that.
And when you got out of prison, she spent the money. You want it back.
Correct.
Miss Brown told me in her answer that you told her, since she was having financial trouble, that she should use the money in the safe. That's what he told you?
Yes, he did.
Mr. Dillon, from where did you take this $4,800?
From my bank account.
And it was in the bank account for how long, sir?
From like the previous month, from my paychecks.
Well, when did you start and when did you stop robbing people?
2003. I had changed my life around and, you know, I had got a job and I was doing the right thing. I mean, I was making enough money legally. I didn't need to do anything wrong.
Then why, Mr. Dillon, didn't you leave the money in the bank?
Why didn't I leave the money in the bank?
Yes.
Well, I had student loans and a lot of other things. I didn't want them, you know, garnishing, you know, out, you know, taking my money away.
Why not? You owe the money.
Right. I was going to pay it in my own time.
Ooh, interesting. So you took the money that you allegedly got, Mr. Dillon, from legitimate work.
Correct.
And as far as I can figure out, in a 24-month period, if I believe what you're telling me, sir, you earned a total of $38,000, $18,000 from working, am I correct, as a mover?
Yes.
And $20,000. Okay, so you earned $38,000 gross in 2 years. Maybe at the end of the day, it's about $25,000 or $26,000, if I believe you.
Right.
And that wasn't enough money for you to live on in 2003 because you said you were still involved in committing felonies in 2003. And from that money, over that period, you paid rent, bought two cars, paid for insurance, paid for food, paid for clothing, paid for entertainment, and still had $5,000 left over to save. That's what you want me to believe?
Yes, that's correct.
I have a hard time believing that because it would seem to me that if you had that money and you weren't worried about anybody else robbing the bank where you had that money, right? That you would have left it in the bank, unless there was some other reason, like restitution, fines. When you were arrested, sir, did you hire a lawyer or did you use a court-appointed lawyer?
I hired a lawyer.
For how much?
$5,000.
And did you pay the lawyer $5,000?
No, I didn't pay him all the money. I gave him half up front. Then when I got convicted, I didn't pay the rest of it.
So now, out of the $4,800 there, if I am to believe you, Mr. Dillon, because I really think you have a glib answer for just about everything, sir. From that money, you owe the lawyer $2,500. You paid the lawyer $2,500, so I'm going to deduct that from the $25,000 you had to live on from allegedly legitimate money over 2 years, because you paid the lawyer $2,500. Did you also have bail, Mr. Dillon?
Did I have bail?
Bail is a question that I asked you. Did the judge fix bail for you?
Yes.
Did you post bail?
No, I was released on RR.
Listen, Mr. Dillon, you think that I believe that someone sentenced to 8 years, some judge RR'd? You know, they didn't birth me here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Dillon, when you come to court, sir, you have to have, we have an expression, you have to have clean hands.
Right.
You have to come to court not only with a legitimate case, but you have to come in having a legitimate cause. If the best possible scenario for you is, if I believe you, that you took the money out of the bank because you stiffed the lawyer for half his fee and you owed student loans that you didn't want them to garnish, which was a debt. So in order to make yourself debt-proof, you took the money out and you gave it to her. And you want me to give the money back to you so that you can what? Pay your student loans and pay your lawyer?
Actually, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, yeah. Great. Terrific.
Well, I paid the lawyer in time.
Great.
Yes.
That's terrific. But I don't believe that all this money, sir, either you use the other money that you got to live on from as a result of your criminal enterprises and save this money. Either way, it doesn't make any difference. You can't come to court with unclean hands, sir, and expect courts to help you. You get it?
I understand that.
Good. Goodbye, Mr. Dillon.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Excuse me, Miss Judy? Excuse me, Judge?
What?
Can I speak to you for a second?
No.
No?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I was asking him about his past and everything.
I hope that I can move on with my life.
He was telling me about it. He came and confessed to me about it.
You know, and I hope that somebody out here will give me a chance.
I thought it was messed up because he had led me on a road that...
I don't want to go back to prison. I don't want to go back to doing the wrong things.
I thought it was, you know, real, but it wasn't.
You know, someone eventually will see what I'm trying to do is right.